The Alaska Measures of Progress were rolled out in spring 2015 to replace the Standards-Based Assessment, or SBA. Dillingham City School District Superintendent Danny Frazier says students and parents shouldn't be discouraged if they see different results on the new test.
The ALP has a different set of challenges than the SBAs did. I would compare the SBAs to playing basketball at the 2A level. You know, you're going to win most of your games. But then the ALP, you would be playing at the 3A level. And maybe you wouldn't prevail in as many games.
The AMP results will place students in a level, 1 through 4, for each subject. Students in levels 3 and 4 will meet the standards, while students in levels 1 and 2 only partially meet the standards. Preliminary results released this summer show fewer students statewide were proficient in math, English, and language arts on the AMP tests than the SBA results previously indicated. But the state is emphasizing that these numbers don't indicate a drop in achievement. Superintendent Frazier says the AMP tests hold students to a higher standard.
This is the first time our children have seen this test, and it is harder. They raise the stakes. By next year, we'll be better prepared. Students will be more familiar with the format, and we'll do better on the test.
Complete AMP results are expected in mid-October. The State Department of Education says in future years, scores will be released earlier in the school year. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.